If you're listening to this podcast, chances are you have the mindset of an entrepreneur, even if you haven't yet started a business. The problem with being an entrepreneur is that you have to wear so many hats. It's not just about creating great products or services. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out but simplifies everything can be a real game changer. For millions of businesses, that tool is Shopify. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, Shopify can help you build a beautiful online store to match your brand's unique style. Shopify can also accelerate your content creation. They're packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from The Gift of the Spirit by Prentice Mulford, published in 1903. As a spiritual being, you are a part of God, or the infinite force or spirit of good. As such a part, you have an ever-growing power which can never lessen and must always increase. Every struggle of the mind, be it a struggle against pain, a struggle against appetite, a struggle for more skill in the doing of anything, is an actual pushing of the spirit to greater power, and a completion of yourself, and with such completion, happiness. For the aim of living is happiness. There is today more of you, and more of every desirable quality belonging to you, than ever before. The very dissatisfaction and discontent you may feel concerning your failings are proof of this. If your mind was not as clear as it is, it could not see those failings. The God in yourself, the ever-growing power in yourself, has made you see an incompleteness in your character. Yet that incompleteness was never so near a relative completion as now. The greatest proof of this is that you can now see in yourself what you never saw or felt before. There is no need to say, "Oh, I'm so imperfect. I'm sure that I can never cure all of my faults." Yes, you can. You are curing them now. Every protest of your mind against your faults is a push of the spirit forward. Only you must not expect to cure them all in an hour, a day, a week, or a year. There will never be a time in your future existence when you cannot see a point in which you can improve yourself. If you see the possibility of improvement, you must of course see the defect to be improved. Or in other words, you see for yourself a still greater you coming to completion, a finer and finer shading of your character. No talent of yours ever stops growing, any more than the tree stops growing in winter. If you are learning to paint or draw, or act or speak in public, or to do anything, and cease your practice entirely for a month, or a year or 2 years, and then take it up again, you will find, after a little, that an increase of that talent has come, that you have new ideas concerning it, and new power to grow. You ask, what is the aim of life? In a sense, you cannot aim your own life. There is a destiny that aims it, a law which governs and carries it. To what? To an ever-increasing and endless capacity for happiness as your power increases. And increase it must. You cannot stop growing, despite all appearances to the contrary. The pain which you have suffered has been through that same growth of the spirit, pressing you harder and harder against what caused you misery, so that at last you should take that pain as a proof that you were on some wrong path, out of which you must get as soon as possible. When you cry out hard and are earnest to know the right way, something will always come to tell you the way, for it is a law of nature that every earnest call is answered, and an earnest demand or prayer for anything always brings the needed supply. What is the aim of life? To get the most happiness out of it. To learn to live so that every coming day will be looked for in the assurance that it will be as full of pleasure as the day which we now live in. To banish even the recollection of that time which hangs heavily on our hands. To be thankful that we live. To rise superior to sickness or pain. To gain in power so that the spirit shall ever recuperate, reinvigorate, and rejuvenate the body, so long as we desire to use it. To make ourselves so full of happiness and use for others, that our presence may ever be welcome to them. To be no one's enemy and everyone's friend, that is the destiny of life for those who are truly alive, who have learned and are ever learning how to get the most of heaven out of life. That is the inevitable destiny of every individual spirit. You cannot escape ultimate happiness and permanent happiness as you grow on and on through existence. And all the pains which you suffer, or have suffered, are as prods and pokes to keep you out of wrong paths, to make you follow the law. And the more sensitive you grow, the more clearly you will see the law which leads away from all pain and ever toward more happiness, and to a state of mind where it is such an ecstasy to live that all sense of time is lost, just as a sense of time is lost when we are deeply interested or amused by something or gaze upon a thrilling spectacle. The Nirvana of the Hindus suggests all the possibilities of life to come. Nirvana implying that calmness, serenity, and confidence of mind which comes of the absolute certainty that every effort we make, every enterprise we undertake, must be successful, and that the happiness which we realize this month is but the stepping stone to the greater happiness of the next one. You worry very little now as to your email reaching its destination, because while you know next to nothing as to what the technology really is, you do know that when it is applied in a certain way, it will carry your message. And you should have the same confidence that when your thoughts are regulated and directed by a certain method, they will do for you that which you wish. Before people knew how to use electricity, there was as much of it as today, and with the same power as today. But so far as our convenience was concerned, it was quite useless as a message bearer, for lack of knowledge to direct it. The tremendous power of human thought is with us all today very much in a similar condition. It is wasted because we do not know how to concentrate and direct it. It is worse than wasted because through ignorance and lifelong habit, we work our mental batteries in the wrong direction and send from us bolt after bolt of ill will towards others, or enviousness, or some form of ugliness. All this being real elements wrongly and ignorantly applied, which may strike and hurt others, and will certainly hurt us. Here is the cornerstone of all successful effort in this existence or any other. Never in thought acknowledge an impossibility. Never in mind reject what to you may seem the wildest idea, because in doing so, you may not know what you are closing the door against. To say that anything is impossible because it seems impossible to you is just so much training in the dangerous habit of calling out impossible to every new idea. Your mind is then a prison full of doors, barred to all outside, and you are the only inmate. All things are possible with God. God works in and through you. To say impossible as to what you may do or become is a sin. It is denying God's power to work through you. It is denying the power of the infinite Spirit to do through you far more than what you are now capable of conceiving in mind. To say impossible is to set up your relatively weak limit of comprehension as a standard of the universe. It is as audacious as to attempt the measurement of endless space with a yardstick. When you say impossible, and I can't, you make a present impossibility for yourself. This thought of yours is the greatest hindrance to the possible. But it cannot stop it. You will be pushed on, hang back as much as you may. There can be no successful resistance to the eternal and constant betterment of all things, including yourself. When you say that it is possible for you to become anything you admire or long to be, you throw open the door to your own temple of art within you. So long as you say impossible, you keep it closed. Your I can't is the iron bolt locking that door against you. Your I can is the power shoving back that bolt. The path you are on is yours alone. You cannot follow directly along my track to make yourself happier and better, nor can I in yours, because every one of us is different. You are a book for yourself. You must open this book page after page, and chapter after chapter, as they come to you with the experience of each day, each month, each year, and read them. No one else can read them for you as you can for yourself. No one else can think exactly as you think, or feel just as you feel, or be affected just as you are affected by other forces or persons about you. And for this reason, no other person can judge what you really need to make your life more complete, more perfect, more happy, so well as yourself. You must find out for yourself what association is best for you, what food is best for you, what method in any business, any art, any profession brings you the best results. You can be helped very much by conferring with others who are similarly interested. You can be very much helped by those who may have more knowledge than you. You can be greatly helped to get force or courage or new ideas to carry out your undertakings by meeting regularly with earnest, sincere, and honest people who also have some definite purpose to accomplish. But when you accept any man or any woman as an infallible guide or authority, and do exactly as they say, you are off the main track. because then you are making the experiments of another person a rule for your own individual self. There are certain general laws to follow, but every individual must apply the general law to themselves. It is a general law that the wind will propel a ship, but every vessel does not use the air in exactly the same fashion. It is a general law that thought is force, and can affect, and is constantly affecting, the world around us. But the quality of our thought, and its power to affect results, depend very much on our associations. So choose those associations wisely, and set your course full steam ahead.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.